Mom? What's going on? I ask, my tone confused. Hey, honey, Mom says, her voice and demeanor completely transformed. Look who we found on our doorstep. Someone left her there. My gaze meets Tom's, and he avoids my eyes for just a moment too long. In a split second, I understand everything. Why he was in Amberfeld yesterday when he should have been with Mom. The baby in my mother's arms has to be Lauren's. She must have given it to him in the end, and he hasn't told Mom the truth. But there is so much happiness in this room, so much joy in my mother's gaze. It's heady and intoxicating. Without thinking, I find myself asking to hold the baby, the tiny bundle that has brought back the light in my mother's eyes. After dinner, while my mom is upstairs with Daisy, I find Tom in the kitchen washing dishes. As soon as I enter the room, he stiffens and stops scrubbing. You know, he murmurs. Yes. You lied to me yesterday. He turns to face me with a heavy sigh, clearly exhausted. I'm sorry. I couldn't tell you. I didn't think you would understand. Lauren called me yesterday and said she was having contractions. He reaches for me, but I step away, waiting for him to continue. I tried to convince her to go to the hospital. I wanted to drive her, but she refused. His eyes beg for understanding. She said she'd call a friend instead. So I left. I couldn't stay, Isabel. I didn't feel like it was right, and I was way out of my depth. I left. She must have delivered the baby successfully and then left it for us to find on our doorstep. He reaches out again, a soft urgency in his tone. Please, you can't tell your mom about this. Not yet. My gaze hardens as I look up at him. Why? Because... He hesitates, his jaw clenching. She's barely hanging on. If she finds out that this is Lauren's baby, if she goes and talks to her and hears those lies about me being the father...
Tom, no, I can't do this. You're asking me to lie to my own mother. Again!